Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bob Blake, especially with that 43 pitch for fourth inning, what was giving him trouble today?
Well, I mean, he came out blazing. I think he threw his first 15 or so pitches over the plate. Had a good fastball, was getting some swings and misses. You know, Ramirez hits the home run. Had a couple good innings after that, and then they just made him work pretty hard in the last inning. When you throw that many pitches, sometimes it's tough to command it and locate it. You know, I tried to let him get out of the inning. It's uncomfortable when you throw 40 pitches in an inning, so unfortunately he had to come out.
Your experience as a manager, what needs to happen offensively? Is it you need to shake things up? Do you need to kind of ride the course still? Like, what do you think is the next step?
Well, look, we didn't have a great road trip. We had a disappointing homestand. You know, offensively, we've been not very good here recently. And today was hopefully rock bottom with the way we played. We just did not play very well today. So we got to pick it up when we get on the road here. We're getting some days off. We should be rested. But unfortunately, we did not have a good homestand, the one that we expected to have much better. And certainly our fans who come out and support us didn't deserve that.
Yeah, 2-4 against the Nationals and Guardians. Do you see any kind of lost confidence inside the clubhouse, or do you have to protect against that in any way?
You know, we have enough guys, I think, with experience not to. I mean, it stings. It hurts to play like this today. We didn't play well in all facets of the game. And so you have to let this one go. Hopefully the off day we get a little distance and we start playing a little bit better. The time's running out. We feel like we have a good run left in us. We feel like we have a good roster at this point. We just have not shown it.
Do you expect Soto to be available or to start on Friday?
I really don't know. I think he was better today. Even if they came to me and said he could pinch it today, I don't know that I would have done that. Try to get him through the off day. This is an important guy for us. So hopeful, but you never know. Backs are unpredictable.
Who pitches Friday, starts?
Musgrove, Darvish, and then Manaea.
Was that a certain reason to keep Musgrove on, not going too
well,
long?
Well, we want you to get in, have a day, to acclimate, and then pitch the next day.
How do you explain both the recent struggles and then what you hope is, this game that you said you hope is rock bottom because it was that bad?
Baseball is a tough game to predict. I mean, with the roster that we have, the guys that we brought in, we expect to play a lot better at this point. It's puzzling for everybody. They continue to work. It just has not happened for us at this point. We need to string several games together in a row where we play well to gain a little bit more confidence, but I don't expect these guys to come out day after tomorrow and feel sorry for themselves.
What was accomplished with Josh today besides throwing strikes?
Yeah, no, I thought it was better. His slider was better. Looked like he had better life on his fastball. One's a little jam shot on the first one, but it looked like he had better command. It looked like he was staying with himself, wasn't flying open, through his breaking ball for strikes and chase. So I think it's a step in the right direction for him.
Baseball obviously is unpredictable, but what are some of the kind of controllable things that when you're in a rut like this, collectively, you guys can do to pull yourselves out of it?
Well, continue to stay positive. Continue to go out there every game and feel like you're going to win. The starters that we run out should suggest that. But like any team, when you're in a bad stretch, you have to go out there and do it. You can't just hope it happens. It's not going to happen magically. You have to go out there with some fire. Today wasn't the case for us today.
Was it good to see Castillo get out there today after what he's been through?
Good to finally see him it's been a while for him to get to the big league. So get an inning in, know he can do it again. It was finally good to see him pitch in a big league game other than bullpens and, some throwing to hitters in spring training. So back healthy again. This guy should help us at some point in time.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.